Mandy,
Hello, Katie.
how are you?
I'm better than your unstable internet, which
Lord.
keeps causing you to freeze on me.
Well, the good news is on my end, it doesn't freeze. So I can still hear
Okay,
you. It's
good.
just the video, which nobody sees anyway. I
I'll
delete
just
it
keep talking.
immediately.
Good.
Well, tell me how your week's
Wow.
going. What's going on with you?
Well, I have been in the woods, which was so nice. Keeping Purchase Pup Buster. He's just one of my favorite beings on the face of the earth.
I love it.
Old dogs really are the best. There's like a sweet spot before they
I
start
know.
having health problems associated with old age when they're just sweet and old. And they're calm and they just sleep and they just want to snuggle up. But just old dogs are just the best dogs.
The best, the best, the best.
I will say that Buster decided, apparently, I can't remember what day it was, but dogs are so funny. I've never had a dog who could manage to throw up on the wooden floor or my tile floor. They always go for the carpet. I don't know
Yep.
why that is, but
Every
all of
time.
them. And any of them, when they start to throw up, like they get up and they start moving, like they start going somewhere. Well, Buster, we're just sitting there. I can't remember. I think I was doing some work on the sitting on the sofa doing some work. He's lying on his dog bed. And all of a sudden he starts the to and fro, we call it, that they
Yep.
do when they're about to
Oh,
start to vomit.
about to
He
you
just
start
lays right
using
there on
that.
that bed and throws up on the bed, just on the bed,
Yeah.
which, thank you, Buster, instead of hitting the beautiful Turkish carpet that the bed was lying on. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And it was full of fish bones.
Yes.
When you
Honeybee
live on
has
the marsh
done that
and you
same
have free
thing.
reign.
I'm like, really on the bed, like
Oh, God.
right here on the bed. And when I was keeping the kittens for my friend Jennifer, how do itty bitty things produce so much vomit? It was everywhere. Everywhere. Like how you're as big as like
God
a,
love.
my hands. Like how in the world? Where does that come from? Animal vomit. It's the best.
I mean, that was a first for me. The dead fish was really a first for me. But the good news is after he had vomited twice up a dead fish, he was done. It was a two and done.
Two and done.
But I
We
had
couldn't
not.
stop at one.
It's awful. It's awful. Again, vomited on the towel. Thank you, Buster. Thank you, Buster. And then just like rolled over and went back to sleep was the funniest thing. So I couldn't even wash the dog bed cover until later
Right.
when he got up because he was just
Totally
like, okay, thanks.
unbothered.
You put a towel down and peace out.
God have mercy.
But I had not, because the first, oddly, like the first day I was there, it was like pleasant sitting on the back porch.
Oh, that's
There was a
nice.
breeze, and it was like, yeah, I mean, it registered like 88 degrees on my phone as the temperature. I was like, I don't know what witchcraft this is, but we're going to sit out here and enjoy it. And then, of course, my face blew up, and I was completely splotchy and red and had hives all over my neck. So, wasn't sure if it it was the wine or the out of doors, but we eliminated the out of doors as much as possible for sort of the rest of the week. But then after Buster ate the dead fish, I really didn't want him going back out into the marsh, which is on the, the back yard. It backs
Yeah.
up to the marsh. I didn't really want him going out there a whole lot. So I was like, come on,
No.
Busty, let's walk. And originally my plan was just to walk to the edge of the driveway and let him take care of all his business, but he was so excited to be walking. I was like, all right, we'll keep walking. So we walked, and it was just the best time. That dog was just so
I
happy.
love
It
it.
just is great. And he, unlike any dog I've ever had, if my friend Heather, who listens to the podcast sometimes, she said she has a dog named Huckleberry. She said, if I let Huckleberry do that, he would be in Alabama by now. But not Buster. Buster, now he'll disappear on you. He'll run off into the woods. And at one point, I thought he was behind me, hunting something in the woods. I was kind of walking slowly, kind of waiting on him to come out of the woods. I've round a curve, and honey, he was already back at the house. He was coming back to get me. God
He's
love him.
like, what the heck? Come
So
on.
anyway, it's just, I don't know, it was just fun. Fun to spend a week in the woods with Buster.
I
And
love
you
it.
know, unlike Birch, real life is there. When I go, I can just stay out there and not deal with anything, and it's just so nice and peaceful.
Yeah.
So, that's what I've been doing. And I got home yesterday. And Katie, I hate to say it,
Uh-oh.
and you know, baseball's a weird sport, and strange things can happen. Oh, my mama's calling. But the Braves are dead.
Oh no.
The Braves are dead. I just think it's the wash of a season. The Braves are just, they're just dead. So we'll find things to cheer about and to be excited about, but any hopes of the Braves being in the postseason are really far-fetched at this point. It would take another team collapsing and the Braves finally turning the corner we have been looking for half the season, and that corner does not exist. So
So, I guess are we now permanent
that's where I am.
Cubs and Dodgers fans?
We're not Dodgers fans. We're Freddie Freeman
Well,
fans.
we're okay. And Mookie.
Yeah,
I'm a
Cubs.
Mookie fan.
Yeah, that's fine, but I'm not a Dodgers fan either.
Okay. I got it.
Cubs. Yeah. In fact, I keep sending Kelly and Casey things that I'm like, look, see, look how fun these Cubs are, because you know I'm gonna need y'all with me in the postseason when we're rooting for the Cubs, because the Cubs, they're still number one in their division. So
I love it. Well, I sent you a screenshot because our old baseball coach at FPD posted that FPD kid who, by the way, was not in school when at all when I was there. It was way after I graduated, did he even start FPD?
yeah.
Austin Cox was a standout pitcher at my alma mater in Macon and another Macon boy, and he did well that night, I think. I don't know, but that was fun to watch, but
He
I'm
wasn't a
very
maker. He was a well, no, I don't know about the clip you sent me. So that was a different one, I think. So two nights ago, not last night, but the night before, Austin Cox was pitching again, which, God love him, he comes in at, you know, the end of really already bad games. But he was pitching against a kid from Valdosta who went to Mercer. So it was two Mercer
look at
boys
that.
squaring off in the bigs.
I love it.
But yeah, so I said that to Kelly and Casey, and Kelly's like, who the hell is that pitching?
Well, let me
I
tell you.
said, I only know who he is. I only know who he is because Katie sends me a clip every time that she sees one about him. I've never actually seen him pitch
Poor
either because,
baseball coach. I
bless
know,
him, we've
right?
always turned the game off by the time he
I
comes
know.
in.
Oof. Well, to make you feel old, not that we need that much, but he graduated from high school in 2015.
Oh, God. Oh, well. So, Katie, tell us about your week. What's been happening?
Well, I didn't realize that this was a thing. I should have realized it was a thing, but Apparently, around here, when the melons are in, the watermelons, the cantaloupes, the honeydew, all the melons are being harvested. They don't necessarily stay on the trucks. And so I have found
Oh,
myself
girl.
through the
Welcome to South
streets
Georgia.
dodging melons everywhere. I mean, the trucks and
Well,
the
that's the best. Listen,
school buses are everywhere, and they're
when you
just.
see a melon truck, you follow it because you can get a free melon.
I know, right? I didn't. I mean, I should have. I
Welcome to
mean,
South.
it seems very like obvious. But Lord have mercy, they are
But you know.
everywhere. Everywhere.
Girl,
Okay.
you just hope it lands just right so it doesn't bust open in the middle of the
Well,
road,
that's.
and then you can have a free
Then
melon.
you can have a free melon. There we go. So that's what I've been doing, is dodging melons. And the other thing I've been trying to do
Congratulations.
some, I know, right? Apparently there's also a cotton processing season where there's dusty everywhere. So that's next, I think. Because we have a several processing
Yes.
plants around here. And then the chickens, whoo. Anyway, Wimbledon has been on, and I've been watching some here and there, or I'll keep it on, like, what do we call a crock pot show? So I'll keep it on in the background and mute it. Like if I'm writing a sermon or something, I'll keep it on. But I get it that we are from South Georgia and we think hot is 105. I mean, that's when I am like, I'm done. I'm not leaving my house. These people more than once today, this morning, passed out. So I looked at the weather in London. 84. It's 84 degrees in London, and people are passing out like it's 185. And I'm like, I need you people to eat some strawberries and get some and drink a Pimm's and get over it. Like, come on. Come on. It's 84.
In fairness to them, they don't have air conditioning
That's
in a
very
lot of
true,
places,
and
so
I get it, and I do understand that part of it. They're not used to it, but Lord have mercy, I would take
but that
84.
is that's any extreme.
I would take
I
84,
know.
please.
Well, you heard me say I was sitting outside because it was 88.
I know. I would die. I would die for 84. Anyway, so that's been
Well, don't
fun
do
to
that.
watch. But the Wimbledon's been good. So there's been some good tennis. There have been some close matches. Again, I don't love watching tennis on TV unless it's Wimbledon or unless it's the Olympics. But it's been a really good one. What I did love too is that Trinity Rodman stood up for herself.
I saw that.
She has a really complicated relationship with her family, as you can imagine, with that last name. And every time the commentators would introduce her, they would say whose daughter she was. And she was like, y'all quit doing that. I don't want him at my matches. Why are you talking about him at his, at her boyfriend's? And so I was really proud of her for
And they
that.
also kept calling her Tiffany.
I know, because they're idiots, but I was really proud of her for standing up and saying, hey, it, everybody in the world knows that's a bad relationship. It's not hard to figure out. So quit doing that
Well,
to her.
and her other point was, this isn't about me at all. It's about
No.
them. So
Yes.
why are we bringing that
Ah.
man that I don't want in anyway into
Yes.
this?
Yeah. But, and Ben's a cutie. He lost to the world number one the other day, but. They're all, I mean, it's been a sweet little tournament, but I was very proud of her for standing up for herself. I was like, you go, girl, you tell it.
Absolutely.
But that's about it. Just work. Starting a church is a lot of work, which I'm fine with, but like there's a lot of detail stuff you forget you have to do. So today was working on a logo. We're trying to get a logo, and that's a process. So.
Listen,
There we go.
not my forte.
Well, unfortunately, we have somebody that's working with us, but like, ooh.
I
Anyway.
would be of no help.
So that's really all I've been doing. I'm working to get Honeybee some kind of relaxation medication because she's just so codependent. So And it's in an unhealthy way. Her
Yeah.
little heart just races, and I don't want that for her. So,
Yeah.
anyway, she's asleep right now. So, this is all she does is just sleep and get really anxious.
Sounds like one of my dogs.
Yep. It's like we have one or the other. So,
Yeah.
anyway, well, Mandy, talk to
Bless.
us about your food.
Well, I did an easy recipe this week that I eat a lot in the summertime.
Looks really
It's
good.
just a black bean salad. And drain them and rinse them, and then corn. Now, this time of year, I will get typically probably for a can of black beans, I'll do 2 ears of corn. And if it's good corn, like it is right now, just cut it off the cob
You'll have to
raw.
cook it. Yep.
Don't cook it, nothing. And then a red bell pepper, probably half a red bell pepper for one can of beans. And then I like the shredded Monterey Jack cheese.
Okay.
In this and some cilantro. And so I'll just start with a bowl and just do some olive oil and some lime juice and some cumin, salt and pepper, and sort of make, a little dressing in the bottom of the bowl and then just dump everything in there. And it's just so good. It's great. If you wanted to put tomatoes in it, you could too.
Okay.
I do a different one a lot that I'll do black beans and corn, raw corn and like goat cheese, and just do leave the cumin out and leave the maybe cilantro, maybe not, just kind of how you feel about it. And like I use that a lot too, like with a flank
Yum.
steak.
Yum.
But this is more sort of like a salsa, and it's just really good.
I love it.
I made it last week, enjoyed it immensely. But yeah, I mean, you can put it on, like I made some nachos and put it on top of the nachos. You can just eat it with the chips directly and it's delicious. And I listened to a podcast this week about your gut biome because I'm 50. And the sort of the bottom line takeaway that this nutritionist was saying was, if she said she was going to put it on a t-shirt now, and I can't remember what it was, but basically it was like, just add some beans
Just add
to
some beans.
whatever you're eating. Just add some beans. And I can't, like, I was listening with like one ear, and so I can't remember like all the specifics. Like I got the takeaway. But there's something about you have to feed your gut biome. And so beans, lentils, that
Okay.
sort of thing. Feed your gut biome. So basically just add some beans, y'all. So I thought this would be an easy way
Love
to add
that.
some beans.
And I think it's a good thing that I could keep in the fridge and just grab it and, snack on it for lunch or something and get, the P word.
Yep, I do like it to come back up to room temperature because it's got that olive oil. But yeah, I mean, like even just a couple of minutes sitting on the counter,
Love it.
to give
Love
it a
that.
stir and then eat it. But yeah,
You could add
it's
some grilled
delicious.
chicken if you wanted to do, like, make it a meal with nachos or something. I love that. That's a
Yeah.
great basic recipe. I love that. Thank you.
And so easy. And when it's not corn season, you can buy the canned corn that already has the red bell pepper in it and use
Yes.
that instead, but it's better when it's got the fresh corn.
Well, of course it is, because everything's better with fresh everything.
Right.
I love that.
We'll talk to us, Katie, about your favorites. Some good
Well,
shows here, which since I'm not watching the Braves anymore, will come in handy. I'm
yes,
watching the Braves
indeed.
still. I'm
Yes,
still
indeed.
watching the
You're still
Braves.
doing it. You're a glutton for the punishment. I get it. I get it. The first thing is kind of I mean, just one of those things that has no, it's no real thing you need to do, but friends with solar power, because around here when you don't have power, you don't have water if you're on a well, which most of us are. And my power went out this morning, which is fine. I'm not that much of a princess, but when the water goes with it, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. And so, I'm so thankful that I can call her anytime, and she always has water and coffee. That's just as important as a toilet that works is coffee in the mornings. And so, fortunately, it came back on, but I thought, thank goodness. She has stellar power, and I can go sit at her kitchen counter and get a cup of
Yep.
coffee in the mornings when I in a shower if
That's
it's out for
funny.
a long time. Yeah. So that was just, I was like, wow, did I need that?
That's definitely a favorite.
Yes, a favorite, a favorite. So the next thing, look, do I love Hailey Bieber? No, I don't. Do I care too much about anything that she wears or does in her life? No, I really don't. Does she have good skincare? Yes, she does. So a friend of mine who I get a lot of my skincare tips from, I let her be the guinea pig and she tests all this stuff out and then says, don't buy this, buy that. And I'm really grateful for Casey doing that. So I don't spend a lot of my money on it. But the Elf, the company Elf has just bought this company from Hailey Bieber. So she's even more mega rich than she needs to be, but whatever. But there are several of her products that are great, but we've talked a lot about face creams. We've talked a lot about body lotions and the double wash and all the things. But one thing I was not doing at all was my lips. And her lip peptide is just like a souped up lip balm that I really
Trying to
like.
find, I have something. I don't know if that's what I have or not. I'm trying to find it. Listen,
I've got several of them.
I got home and first of all, I have a problem.
You do have a
I'm addicted to Jack Black.
She is whipping out like tube after tube after tube of
Wait,
lip
there's one right
balm.
here. There's one right here.
We're
I
not done.
got home and I started to get in bed last night. This one has retinol. I started to get in bed last night and my bedside lip balm was not there
Come
because the
on.
cleaning lady came before I left. And then I went looking and now I'm sitting at my desk. My desk lip balm is gone, as is my desk lotion and
Stop.
my desk Puffs Plus.
No, you can't
Listen,
live that way.
I just need you to come in here and dust. It's okay
Yeah.
if you move it. Just put it back.
Put it back.
I
We
don't
can't
need you
live
to
that
rearrange
way.
my life because listen,
No.
in addition to lip balms, I'm running short on tissues in my purse. I pull out 10. Listen.
Oh, Lord. Well,
Anyway,
so
I have some of that. I have lip balms and for
yes.
it to have, taken the place of my Jack Black says a lot. I too really
Yes.
enjoy it. I don't know
Yes.
what it is because the cleaning lady has hidden them all.
And there are several of them. There are tinted ones. There's just a plain one. There it
Here
is.
it is.
I've got that one. Yes. I've got that one and one of the tinted ones because I don't typically use lipstick. Yep. That's it.
Peptide lip treatment. Yes, I second. Very good.
Is really good. Also, there was I mean, any of the stuff, any of it is really good. There's a milk something that you put on first on your face. I was told to pat, not rub. Like I get all these instructions from Casey. And that's really good. My skin glows a lot more. I don't have it on today because it was dark when I got up. So anyway, there it is. Eventually they will have it at Ulta now because Elf has bought it, but right now you can only get it through the website, supposedly. So there we go. The next things, there's not a lot of our regular shows on right now. We've talked about Gilded Age. That continues to be a good one. With all the Broadway stars that we love to see
Let's
on
talk
the
about that for just a
TV.
minute.
Of course we can. Of course we can.
And Julian Fellows, if you have not watched, and I think maybe I was just catching up on the end of season two and I didn't realize it. Can Julian Fellows come up with a new storyline?
I know.
Because Ada, is that her name? Is
Yep.
that Marina's name? Ada and Edith in Downton Abbey?
Yeah.
Same storyline.
Yeah.
Can we come up with a different
Yeah.
storyline, Julian Fellows?
Yeah.
Anyway, keep going.
I do. I have found it interesting. The storyline I have enjoyed the most is the girl that they're marrying off to the Duke that parallels Consuela Vanderbilt's life.
Okay.
I don't, if you haven't gotten, there are not that many episodes so far for
Yeah,
this
there's only
season.
three in this season. That was that's the Carrie Coon's daughter.
Yes.
Yeah, that's you can tell that's where she was headed the end of season.
And that's interesting to see that. I mean, because we talk about, well, it's kind of a well-known story that they married Consuela off to the Duke so she could be a duchess and he could get her money.
Not sure what circles that's well known in, Katie, but not this one.
Royal Watchers. There was a whole group of those American heiresses that went over and got these big titles, and Consuela did not want to go at all. And her mama
Ain't never
made
heard
her.
of Consuela,
Her mama made her.
but it's well known.
Yeah, Vanderbilt, you know.
Vanderbilt,
Anyway.
I've heard of.
Yes. So, right. The Commodores. So anyway, it's just been really interesting to me to see that brought to life because that poor girl, I couldn't even imagine. I mean, arranged marriages are what they are, but Lord have mercy. I could not imagine. There is no telling who my mama and
That
daddy
mama.
would have picked for me. Whoo! So thankfully we don't do that.
Wow.
I know, right?
Will admit there have been times in my life where I'm like having to come up with, the mortgage and the utilities and the
Yes.
food and the student loan payment and the car transmission has pooped out. And I'm having to figure it all out by myself
Yep.
where, I've had a moment where I thought,
Yep.
why didn't I just live in the time
Yep.
where my parents arranged my marriage? Then I wouldn't have to be worried about all this shit.
Exactly.
But it quickly passes.
Quickly. Very quickly. When I can go and do what I want when I want.
Quickly.
Yep. I
That's right.
do
That's right.
have three shows that have come back out. Quarterback, I started watching this morning. And let me tell you, there's something about Peyton Manning talking about football that gets me all excited for the fall. My friend Dustin and I
Okay.
are the ones, you know, that do a lot of the like the betting during the year, like we bet like a bottle of bourbon. We don't bet money, but you know, we pick teams every week. And he texted me, he's like, quarterback is back and Peyton Manning has me all excited. And I'm like, say that sentence again, please. But whatever. But
Good,
it's
that's
true,
awesome.
like his voice and the, you know, the excitement for football is definitely there. So that's come back out. Kirk Cousins is featured. And you know, he's goofy as hell. So it's been, you know, the first little bit that I watched was really funny to watch. Him getting his haircut at Great Clips in Atlanta. So there we go. My other really favorite Netflix show, I don't know what is wrong with you, honey. Quit scratching, you're making noise. Is Somebody Feed Phil. And I love Phil Rosenthal, and this
Yeah,
season
great
as
one.
well does not disappoint. He has his wife on there a lot, which I love her as well. Ray Romano is on there this season, so that's fun. It's just a great show, to make you feel better about this world. Because, I
Good.
mean, who are we kidding? This world is crazy. And
Indeed.
then one of my favorite like feel good British shows is Grantchester, and that season is back as well. That's just one of their little quirky, the priest and the police captain teaming up to solve all the crime. I mean, Lord, all the deaths happening in Grantchester. I don't know if I want to go there. It seems very unsafe, but the priest is there solving all the crimes. So
I've never
that,
watched that one.
oh, it's a good one. That season, there's a bunch of seasons though. I mean, it would take you forever to catch up, but it's
Good.
really good. Really good.
That's all right.
Yeah. I think you would like it. They've had some, so the police guy has been the same guy the whole time, but the priest has changed and they've had some really cute priests. So it's been fun. So that's what I've been doing lately.
Okay. Okay,
That's
well,
it.
good.
What's your week like coming up, Mandy?
Nothing. I was afraid I was going to have to go to Nashville. My mom has decided to move into independent living. So we are in that process. Yes. Yes,
Okay.
we're very proud of her
For
for making
herself.
this decision. Absolutely. What a
Love
blessing.
that.
Yes. So she is moving. I think it's August 11th, maybe.
Love it.
And so in the meantime, she's freaking the fuck out.
Oh.
And so I was afraid I was going to go to Nashville and like hold her hand because she literally this week, I just need you to come up here and hold my hand.
Oh,
No,
God.
that makes me want to break out in hives.
Well, when I get Honey some prize act,
So
we'll get
anyway,
your mother some prize act too.
can I mean, it's on Prozac.
Oh, okay. Can she
I
share
just
with
want some
Honey?
Xanax.
There we go.
Yeah. But anyway, so I was afraid I was going to have to go to Nashville. I did not have to go to Nashville. I'm very pleased. Instead, I
Good.
have committed to spend half of August in Nashville, but we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. So
There we go.
I'm
There we go.
here
Good.
chilling out, doing lots of work.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. What about you? What's going on
Good.
with you this week?
We have a health fair that starts tonight that my church is volunteering with, and it brings free health services to needy families. And so there's a dentist, you know, all the things. We give away free car seats, all kinds of services for them to come and take advantage of. We hope that a lot of our migrant families are brave enough to show up. Because we have had some sightings of those masked ice men around here. And you know, I just hope I don't get arrested this week. That's what I'm hoping. Because if
You know,
it,
Katie, I don't do criminal work,
I know, unfortunately,
but
I
I
have
know
a,
plenty of people who do, so.
yeah, I would definitely step between an agent and a family and some children. So I've resolved myself to that fact, but hopefully everything will be fine.
Yeah.
I'm excited about being able to help out in the community and starting to do more of that as the church expands our mission field and we get some good projects going. So that's really
You know,
exciting.
my church started one of those and then it became permanent and they have built a building across the street from the church. And it's a permanent medical clinic and
I love that.
anybody can go. You don't have to be, indigent to go. Anybody can go. And they just suggest that if you go to take advantage, like some people use it like an urgent care. And they said, if you do that, just pay what your copay would be, what you would be paying, to go to urgent care. So anyway, it's great.
I love that. I love that.
Great. Good for y'all for doing that.
Yeah, so this is it's been really just wonderful to watch them blossom and have a new lease on life and a new freedom to do new work. And so I'm really, really excited about it. But other than that, I don't have much. Just watching some Wimbledon, and that's about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, y'all have a good week.
Yeah. Have a good week, everybody. Go find your people.